Ollie, we've heard that this was the session Ryan Burton needed to get through to be anywhere near playing. How'd he go?
Yeah, he went really well. I think he got up to his max speed as he needed to get to. So from what we could see, I think he looked okay. It'll be a decision to match committee whether he comes straight back in or through the sample. So I guess it's just great to see another one coming back into contention to play. I think this week we'll only have three unavailable to select from. So it's good to have everyone right for this time of year.
If he does get the tick from the doctors and medicos, would you like to see him in the ones this week?
I guess I'd love to see him when he's right. He's had 4 weeks off, so perhaps he needs a run in the sample. That's probably not for me to make that call, but it's been the trend of the Kenny and the coaches this year to bring guys back. He's had a bit of an interrupted year as well, like me, a few games out, bit of a run here and there. So perhaps it's what he needs, but it's sort of obviously up to the selectors what they think. So we'll see tomorrow. Yeah, initially I was pretty frustrated with the call, but that was probably initially, and give it 24 hours, and once I could think a little bit logical, it sort of made a bit of sense. So I understood where Ken was coming through. I've had a really interrupted year. I'd only played 9 games to last week, so I understood I needed that little bit of game time in the sample. Nothing replicates games, training doesn't, so I needed to have that run under the belt and run the legs out, but fortunately I came in for Zach late and was able to get through.
Should captains come straight back in generally as a rule of thumb, do you think? Because obviously they're named captains because they bring things that can't just be done, you know, kicking, catching,
yep.
And bring other things. Do you think generally speaking a skipper should come straight back in?
Yeah, probably traditionally, but obviously, at the moment, we're going with co-captains, so it probably lightens the load on that decision. And a lot of clubs are going down that path with co-captains because it takes it takes 50-50 on the shoulders of each player, and not just with off-field things, but I guess with those decisions for a player to come back. So having Jonah in the team, it probably makes that call a little bit easier, knowing that we have got that one captain there. But I think times are changing and that's probably going to become a bit more of the norm.
Speaking of that, there are some traditional fans who only like the one captain, and I know you've been asked about this a lot this year, but how have you found two captains to this point? We're, I think, 21 rounds in. How have you found the experiment or the new norm?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. We bounce off each other a lot. I think just having two of us out there, as I said before, it lessens the load on the other one. These days, a captain of footy club is obviously a very prestigious role, and with that becomes a lot of responsibility. And just to even that to two people has been really beneficial for this year, and I think it's helped us a lot.
How did you do out there on the weekend off? You said you might need a run in the twos, but you came through and played alright?
Yeah, well, I felt alright in terms of running and being able to run the game out. With a broken thumb, obviously, I was able to keep running throughout the time I was out. So I didn't necessarily lose any conditioning. It's probably just catching up with the gameplay and not having been in a contested situation or at a stoppage or so on for a couple of weeks. But after the first or second quarter, I was fine. And it was a bit of an interesting game. It wasn't a real high possession game for the team and myself, but I think it was just a workman performance.
Can you explain what that timeout does to a footballer? Because it's easy for us to sit here and go, oh, you had a broken thumb, you could have just run for 4 weeks straight, why isn't he even fitter? How does that work physically for a footballer to have that time away from playing?
Yeah, I wish I knew. You can run as much as you can, but it doesn't mean anything for game fitness. It's a whole complete different fitness at the end of the day. We try to invent match simulation drills that can ensure that you're up to match fitness, but at the end of the day, you just can't replicate real footy. So 4 weeks is, I was doing as much running as I could. I was doing ball skills when I was allowed to, when I had enough strength in my thumb. But apart from that, just watching on and supporting the boys as much as I could.
Was there any chance of re-injuring at all?
Yeah, there was. I think it's 6 weeks when it's at about 85% strength. So I'm playing with a guard at the moment and I'll need a guard for a few more weeks. So there is a slight risk, but I guess we weighed it up and looked at the situation we are in this year and the time of year, and I think the reward outweighs the risk.
Does it play on your mind at all?
Not really, no. I'm sort of past the, I guess, the pain stage in it, so it's not so much painful. There's just a risk if it does cop a knock, it could break pretty easily.
Is this, do you think, like you said, you've injured all throughout the years, has this been one of the hardest years for you personally?
Yeah, definitely. Particularly with the role I was given this year with Jonah as co-captain. And I guess you want to put your best foot forward and lead the boys, and not having that opportunity to do as much as I would have liked has been frustrating. And having to watch a lot of football on the sideline, coupled with probably my initial injury of hurting myself wakeboarding, which I was really frustrated with myself with doing. It sort of all added up, but look, I'm pretty positive on the outlook. We've got really good opportunity going forward, and we think we can play some good footy to finish the year.
So how pleased are you with that? I suppose, like you say, you've got a few guys on the sidelines, only a few guys left, and the team's been able to get to where they are with a few of their significant players sidelined. What does it say about where your playing group is at?
Yeah, I think we showed a lot of maturity for where we are. Obviously, we've got a lot of guys, older guys like Hoff, Paddy Ryder, Robbie Gray, Travis Boak, and they've been doing their thing, but I think it's the younger guys, the emerging guys, Darcy Byrne-Jones, Tom Cleary down there, Riley Bonner, I'm just thinking the back line here, and then the new guys in Dersma, Butters and Rosie, and I guess see them emerging and play big in big moments to help us get to where we are now, and have a really good platform to attack the last 2 weeks and hopefully finals.
You probably don't need elite impetus to play finals, but given you've only had the 10 games this year, I mean, how keen are you to get a bit more football under your belt this year? Is that even more impetus for you to extend the season?
Yeah, definitely. It's what I love doing, so I don't want this season to end after 2 weeks. I want to play another four. So, as I said, we've got an incredible opportunity for these last two games to play finals, and we'll go out there and attack the 2 weeks and hopefully extend the season.
Do you think Scott Lysett's out of form?
Not after the weekend, after the Sandford game. Whether he was when he was playing AFL, us as players struggle to, I guess, take note of other players during a game. There's a lot going on. The coaches see it a lot more from and better from their perspective, from, we call it the Virgin Lounge behind the goals, from every view they get. So I think Ken gave Scott some really good points to work on this Sandford. He executed them on the weekend, so I guess that's another selection call that they'll make.
I think Monty said yesterday it's unlikely that they'll make a change in that space. Can you give us a sort of insight into how he's dealing with it? Premiership last year, out of the team, the business end this year.
Yeah, I think he's been a bit frustrated, obviously. He's a competitor, he's come from West Coast winning a premiership, and he is frustrated, but at the end of the day, I think he understands where the coaches are coming from, and I think his attitude on the weekend to go back with the sample and play like he did, I think he understands that Peter Adams is in some pretty good form, and he probably deserves his spot at the moment, and until it's there to be taken, Scoot will do everything he can to get back in the team.
With 2 weeks to go, Ollie, you missed a lot of footy this year. How motivated are you to, I guess, make up for some lost time with the season on the line still in many ways?
Oh, as motivated as you can be. I guess we always get to this time of year and everyone wants to play finals, and half the teams sort of have an opportunity to, and we're one of them. So I'm as hungry as ever to extend the season past these 2 weeks. We've got two big games to get into and attempt to win until we're to that point. But I know I'm not the only one. We've got 44 on the list at the moment. We've got two teams in incredible spots, and we're looking forward to what's come.
How do you make sure you don't drop these next two? Because the teams who are sitting kind of in the race or outside of it, and Port has had a bit of a reputation at times of kind of dropping some of these winnable games. How do you guarantee that you go two from two in the next fortnight?
I think just do everything you can in your preparation like you have for the year. We've been able to build consistency throughout the weeks, and as much as at times we've been inconsistent on game day, I think what we've done throughout the year for 23 weeks during the week will prepare us for these next 2 weeks and hopefully the further on the season. So Our schedule's changed a little bit, so we've obviously got the one main big day on the Wednesday where we have our main training session. So yeah, we train as high intensity as we can, we prepare for the opposition, and we give our best shot on the weekends.
Do you feel like you can do some damage in the finals, Ollie? Like, given you've had your last two wins have been like 47 and 57 or 59 points, pretty comprehensive, but it seems like everything's starting to click.
Yeah, it is. And it comes back to, I guess, guys getting going, guys getting games into the belt and understanding our game plan. Still, it does take a while. We change things up at the end of last season, and it just doesn't happen overnight. So I guess the more games you play and the more consistency you get in your game plan really helps. And I guess like most teams, if they were able to extend their season, I think they'd all believe that they've got their best footy ahead of them.
You feel like you're a dangerous side though in the finals?
Yeah, if we're able to get there, I think we are. Our attacking footy in September is really hard to stop. I think once the conditions obviously get warmer and it's dry footy, I think the way we can move the ball, particularly our backs, can be really dangerous at that time of year.
Just the last couple of guys.
If the club, you mentioned the co-captaincy things becoming a bit of the norm. Do you think more clubs are going to kind of go down that path?
Yeah, I'd imagine they would. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. I think there's GWS, Sydney have something like that. The Crows, obviously. So I think it's becoming a bit more of a norm. The expectations on the captain is to do a lot off field as well as lead the team on field has grown over the years. And I think just for the well-being of the player, it will perhaps become a bit of a norm.
So you don't think it'll be something that the power kind of goes away from next year? You think at this stage you and Tom will kind of go in the follow on from this year?
It perhaps could be. We made that call at the start of the year because it was the best thing for us at the time. That may not be for the future, but for this year and right at the time we made that call, it was the best thing to ensure that we had the best shot at having success.
If the club did change things up, sorry. If the club changed things up, would you put your hand up to continue in that role, stay on as, you know, as a solo captain?
Oh, definitely. I've loved the role that I've done with Jonah and co-captains, one captain, six captains. It will always be an honour to lead the club, and I'd love to have that opportunity. But as I said, things change throughout years, and different people are the right people for the time, and all those calls are made at the time to give the team the best chance of success.
What about the prison bars? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I love the prison bars. It's my favourite jumper of all time. I've got the chance to wear it twice this year, and hopefully we get the opportunity down the track to wear it. Obviously, that's not my call to make, but I'd love to see us wear it, but particularly in a year like next year in our 150th anniversary, such a special year for the club, but I guess the power of bees will make that call.
It was actually confirmed by Gillon McLaughlin on radio last night for both showdowns next year.
Wow, yeah. Very excited.
What does it mean? What do the bars mean?
Oh, it's our roots. It brings us back to Alban and Oval. The club started 150 years ago off the people off the wharfs. I guess a lot of us come from interstate and we probably don't understand the history of the club, and having been around here now, you speak to a lot of legends, speak to the success they had. I think the Hall of Fame we have is so beneficial for our young guys now, just to understand what this club means to so many people and what a privilege it is to not just wear the power jumper, but obviously the Magpies jumper. So that's going to be special in those showdowns.
Zach Butters, is he all right? Had a Bruce
Stern. Yeah, I think he trained today, and I don't think he had the pink hat on, which is non-contact. So, I can't make a call on that, but I imagine he'd be available.
So you were out
with him, yeah? Possibly. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.